All right. Really, two or three of us are gathered tonight, amen. But we're going to have a great time if it be the Lord's will. Amen. Get lonely back there. Come on up front. All right. Let's go to John tonight. And let's continue our study together. All right, John chapter 13 tonight. And we're going to start reading here, verse 31 tonight. But Jesus said, therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. I like that because that's what being what God wants us to be by being followers, disciples of Jesus Christ. That calls one to ask that question. When other people see our good works, what must I do to be saved? If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, in a little while I'm with you. You shall seek me as I said unto the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give to you, that ye love one another as I love you, that ye also love one another. And by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, where goest thou? And Jesus answered, where I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. And what he's talking about here, see, God's will had not been done. It was in perpetual motion to happen in relationship to the kingdom to come. And see, he could not go now because Jesus had not paved the way by dying on the cross for the wages of sin and death and the gift of God's eternal life. This is another point to show us that if you're not in Christ Jesus, number one, you cannot be saved. And number two, it also tells us that the church that Jesus built came into reality in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. And then Peter said to him, Lord, why can't I follow thee now? And I will lay down my life for thy sake. He still didn't understand. They didn't understand the realms of the spiritual kingdom. Same way today. You know, people don't understand the church. See, people getting all geared up toward a holiday that has no significance in relationship. Well, you love me, keep my commandments. I mean, how can you say that the Passover or that word Easter, whatever you're going to say, going to mean something to you when you don't even comply to the will of God? You see? See, it goes further than that. So still, they did not understand because, see, even Peter, he said to him, why can't I not follow thee? Well, he could follow thee, but, see, God's will had to be done in relationship to that I was talking about Sunday night, in relationship from Genesis all the way up until that point. Everything had to be done. All the I's had to be dotted and all the T's had to be crossed. And Jesus answered him, would thou lay down my life for my sake? Verily, verily, I said to thee. And then he said, the cock shall not crow till thou had denied me twice. And we're going to see that come to reality later on in our study. Okay, let's go to chapter 14. Anybody got a question on 13? Before we move on? All right, chapter 14. Here Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, you also believe in me. And all this go in rain, go to John 1:1 in relationship to the deity of Jesus Christ. When he talked about in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Tie that back to Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our own image. And go back to 1 John 5:7. When he talks about, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. and these three are one. See a relationship to the deity of the Father. In verse 8, there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. See, that's the deity of God and fulfillment of what John 1:1 said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. Well, in Genesis 1:1, when God said, in the beginning God created heaven and earth, let us, Genesis 1:26, make man. See, God was there, Jesus was there, and the Holy Spirit was there. All was there because they are family, they are deity, they are Godhead in relationship. And guess what? The oneness of the deity don't contradict the other. And what I mean by that, God the Father not going to contradict the Son. Son not going to contradict the Holy Spirit in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Because you go back to John 14 right there, look about verse 26 right quick. We're a little ahead of ourselves. He talks about the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. You see all three there, right? Whom the Father will send in my name. See, in Jesus' name. So you see the Father, you see the Holy Ghost, and you see the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, right? Jesus' name, and he, the Holy Ghost, shall teach you all things and brings all things to your remembrance whatsoever I said unto you. So what I'm saying is that when you look at that in relationship to what he's saying in John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, you also believe in me. Because, see, you can't believe in God without believing in Jesus. And you ain't going to get the Holy Spirit if you don't believe in Jesus and don't believe in God. Amen? Because that Comforter, that Spirit of truth, is the Holy Spirit, right? Is that perfect law of liberty, right? And see, if you believe in the Holy Spirit, and see, that's what people don't understand. People don't want the church. People want to say attend the church of your choice. People say it makes no difference what church you go to, but still they want to say our Father, which art in heaven. Our people don't want to have to do what God tells them to do in the church, and they are members of the church, but they still want the Holy Spirit to be a part of their life. Do you not realize, brother, and I'm going to move on, that if you lose any of the deity, whether the Spirit, or whether the Word, or whether it's the Father. Number one, everything else is for naught. Because you can't separate them. They're one. You can't have one without the other. Because all has a purpose, eh, relationship? There's a purpose. We saw that in 14:26, right? The Father sent the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit was sent in Jesus' name. Am I right? See, so you can't have one without the other. So, that's the reason why. Let me tell you something. This is a warning. When God's word speak to you through the word, through study, through understanding, don't you dare sit there and have the audacity to question what God said. You should never question what God said. You should never open your mouth to say, well, why did he say that? He's God. Amen. I'll tell you what that word means. Hallowed be thy name. Man, he is awesome. I mean, it's a holy name. It's a sacred name. It's a reverent name. See? And then people have the audacity to question or change what God say. Man, you mess around with terrible, terrible something. And for us to be in the church, Peter said, you better off than not obeying, than obeying and turning, you worse than a dog who eats his vomit. That's how bad it may be. Because he it is. That's the reason why he said, let not your heart be troubled. You got the confidence of three big forces. You got the force of the Father, the force of the Son, and the force of the Holy Spirit. How can you lose with that? That's the power of Romans 1:16, isn't it? I'm not ashamed of the gospel. That's the power. That's the power. That's why the word is so strong. Amen. Because it backed up with the authority, with the backing of the Father that sent his Son, who the Father gave all authority over heaven and earth. Amen. He sent this Comforter. He sent this Spirit of truth to bring back remembrance of all these things. See, that's the reason why in chapter 13, Peter couldn't understand. Because his mind had not developed to be able to understand. They never would have understood if he never would have, Matthew 3:11, baptized them with the miraculous gift of the Holy Spirit. He never would have understood. Never would have. That's the reason why he did it. To confirm the word. So that's an awesome thing. When you look at that, and look at the awesomeness of the deity of the Godhead. And then we're going to sit here and we're going to question God. You know, I think sometimes we beat a dead horse. We look at a scripture and we go over the scripture. And just because certain people who don't get it, well, there's a reason why they don't get it. The reason why they don't get it, because the salt ain't right for them to penetrate to get it. Right or wrong? Right or wrong? And then we get all worked up and we get all disturbed. Come on, let's study together. And you wasting your time because, number one, you can study all you want to. But if the seed can't penetrate, it's a hopeless case. Is that too cold-hearted what I just said? Huh? You understand what I'm saying? The seed got to penetrate. Luke 8. If that seed can't penetrate, you're not going to have the understanding. That's the reason why you got will, you got vain, you got unknown, you got ignorant, because those are the methods that the devil used to deceive people with. A lot of people just ignorant. Either the other unit was ignorant, wasn't it? We came with the Philip said, and Philip asked, do you understand what you read? He was ignorant. See? He just didn't know. See? Some people just vain. Hebrews 10:26. If you see him whiffing after receiving the knowledge of the truth, they remain no more sacrifice. They know it's wrong. They're doing it anyway. They don't care. So he said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, you believe also in me. And then he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. See, if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. See, that's the reason why the kingdom was established. See, it's twofold. Number one, John 10:10, abundant the light, right? What state you find yourself be what? See, we can do all things through Christ. My God shall supply. All things work out together. See, that's the goodness of the peace of mind that we as Christians have. I'm not saying we have a perfect life, but it's a life that dwell on peace. Serenity of peace. Peace of mind. Peace of mind. Well, with peace of mind, confusion cannot enter. Because God is not the author of confusion. Confusion comes in when we bring confusion. Confusion comes in when we violate it through sowing wrong. That's the only way confusion. Because see, if we all speak the same thing, if we all be of the same mind, we'll never be confused. Because the word is not designed to confuse you. The word is not designed to hurt you. The word is not designed to split us. If we just humble ourselves, see, the Lord will lift us up through the word. See, that's the beauty of the word. See, that's the beauty of us speaking the same thing, being of the same mind. See, that's the blessing of study. See, it's good for brethren to study if you letting the word be supremacy. See, when you let the word be supremacy, well, Lord, just let thy will be done, and whatever the word say, I'm going to do it, well, that's good study. That's an excellent study. Amen. See, don't be like that preacher on that old ridge that time, W.C. Edwards. Not W.C. Edwards. What did that guy name used to preach over there? Anyway, Lee Towns. And Brother Williams that came to my shop that Monday, he says, Brother Lawson, I want to talk to you. I said, okay. And he told me, he says, Brother Towns are going to contradict everything that Brother Haynes was running a meeting. He said, before he even get up to preach, I'm going to contradict everything that he said. He don't even know what he was going to say. So I went that night. And Brother Haynes did a marvelous job preaching authority, preaching the word of God. He got up. He was the preacher there. And he did contradict it. He said, what he said is wrong. What he said was wrong. What he said was wrong. And everybody sitting there, I raised my hand. I said, brother, you wrong. And I challenged him. I said, brother, I ain't preached was right. Were you there during that night? Oh, I said, well, brother, I ain't preached was right. He preached from the word. And I said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself for getting up here and making a mockery out of God and his word and his church. You know? See, that's not good when we don't realize the power that we have in relationship to understanding what the word of God is saying. So he said, my father's house has been a mansion. If it's not so, I would have told you so. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And that's that, we talked about that peace of mind. See, that peace of mind that we get while we're here. Because, see, we're here for just a short period. It's like a vapor. That appears for a little while and then vanishes away. I don't care if you live 300 years old, live B. O. Methuselah, 969. It's still a short while compared to eternity. See, 969 years, you can't even measure that to eternity. So we know we're just going to be here a little while, but here's the point. See, but while we're here, we need to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And what that simply means, he said that I go to prepare a place for you. See, in my father's house are many mansions. You know that when we die, there's some mansions up there somewhere, because that's what the word says, amen? And he says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And guess what? In doing that, in making the preparation, he put here the ecclesia, the call-out body, the church, amen? And it's each and every one of our responsibility to get in it, stay in it, grow in it, mature in it, perfect in it, if you're going to receive verse number 2. Brother, if you don't, go back to James right quick with me. We've been studying that on Sunday morning. James chapter 1 says here, he says, blessed is the man. See, if you double-minded, you wavering, you can't count it all joy, verse number 11, he said, you just like a flower that falleth. You're going to wither away. You're going to perish. You're going to fade away. Verse number 11. See, this going to happen right here. See, that's the reason why the world all messed up in the world today. You know, people running around here all on the news about this gay stuff and this homosexual stuff. And man, God got the whole wide world in his hand. Amen. You think God ain't looking down at this? He only going to allow man to go so far. Amen. Now, they thought AIDS was rough. Amen. God may throw another plague out there. Amen. The Bible said God would not be mocked. Every knee going to bow, every tongue going to confess. Amen. Amen. See, that's what he's talking about in verse number 11. Look what he says here. He said, you're going to wither. And that what he said? You're going to fall. Am I right? You're going to perish. Am I right? You're going to fade. You need to mark them in your Bible. Amen. See, and when you fall, and when you fade, and when you wither, and when you perish, brother, you're not going to get no mansion, amen. Now, that's just here. Now, we're not talking about after you take that last breath. Because guess what? You can't live here and not have peace of mind and expect to go to heaven. Did y'all hear what I just said? You can't live here in confusion. You can't live here in a mess. You can't live here if Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. See, a measurement of our life is determined how your life is. Amen? What kind of marriage you got? What kind of husband you are? What kind of wife you are? What kind of co-worker you are? What kind of worker you are? How is your life? See, that's what examination is all about. Because if any of those things have what failed, you got to go back to the word of God and straighten it out. Amen. Because some been violated. You ever thought about that? See? Husband and wife fussing and fighting all the time. Confusion all the time in the home. Confusion. See? Confusion, confusion, confusion. And you know what drives me crazy? I hate for a Christian brother to come to another Christian brother and say, can you talk to my wife? It's your wife. Amen. You're supposed to be the head of Ephesians 5:25. Am I right? Am I right? And the reason why I say that, brother, if your spirituality don't drop that low, then you can't glorify that your wife can see the glorification in you, something wrong with your spirituality. Y'all looking mighty funny. Right or wrong? Amen? Anybody? Now, don't get me wrong. We need to be prayed for, don't we? We need to be prayed for, don't we? Am I right? But that's different than you to a low to the point whereby you don't even have control over yourself, that you can't control nobody else. Right? Who wide that is? Who wide that is? Uh-huh. That's your wife. You better say yeah. You better say yeah. Ain't too many wives in here on this side. Okay. God command you to be the head of your wife, am I right? Ephesians 5, am I right? You have responsibility toward her. Am I right? Not only as a brother in Christ, but as her husband, am I right? You have a spiritual leadership role as the head of your family. Twofold, physical and spiritual. As a physical role, is that your responsibility to take care of your wife. Because 1 Timothy 5:8, if a man don't take care of his own, he's denied the faith, he's worse than the what? So you got that responsibility, right? There's a spiritual responsibility, that is that you're supposed to mature and you're supposed to perfect. To the point is, amen, that you're supposed to be an example or a spiritual help me, amen, that you're going to help one another. Because you can't be unequally yoked. Am I right? But if a breakdown somewhere, the unyokedness has occurred. Right or wrong? Y'all with me? See, so I'm saying this here. See, everybody want to go to heaven, right? Everybody want to read, see, in my father's house are many mansions. See, everybody want a mansion. Everybody want to go to heaven, but everybody don't want to do what they did to say in order to get that and to comply in order to have life here so that our life here is an abundant life so that when we die, we can get that mansion. Because, see, you got to straighten it out here first. Amen. Before you can expect to cross over. And the reason why I say it, but why would he give us the perfect law of liberty? Why would he say, so the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works? Why would he say that? Why would he give us all this here? If we don't use it. If we don't use it to grow by, to benefit us as Christians, as husbands, as wives, so that we can be what God will want us to be. See the analogy? He said, well, he said, when I glorify my Father, he glorified me, right? See, when Jesus complied and obeyed the Father, glorification took place. So, same point. Romans 8:16, we are heirs of God and we are joint heirs of Jesus Christ. And that's the reason why we are called children of God, right? So that based on the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit through glorification, our heir is supposed to be just like they are, that is, to be the light so that we can glorify. You with me? Now, you may say, well, that brother's not there. He needs some help. Well, he may. I don't know. Well, it's just not him. But see, what he got to do is go back and read Hebrews 5, and he got to be taught again the first oracles, or the first principles, both of them, amen. Because see, the blind can't lead the blind, Brother Frazier. It's no way I can tell you what to do when I'm not doing it myself. See, that's the problem I have when y'all say, when people say, not y'all, but when people say, man, that's a great book. I be saying on Facebook, Christians be having songs of denominational preachers. It's awesome. And they be talking about this stuff. And I be saying, how can you say that? I mean, how can you say that Marvin Wynum got a good song when it's not even spirit in the truth? How can you endorse a book by T.D. Jakes? Well, he's not even a Christian. He's antagonistic toward the word. Right or wrong? See? I don't even waste my time watching none of that stuff. Because see, they lost. They hadn't grasped it themselves. See? So we need to understand. It's a responsibility, and I think sometimes we don't fail to see that. And I know sometimes when I say things, y'all squinch. But it's something for us to think about. Huh? Yeah, I'm serious. Because let me tell you something. When we sit here, or when we partake of evil deeds, or when we sit here and allow sin to reign in the camp, or when we sit here and allow Christians to do what they want to do, see, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. It'll destroy it. Same thing in your home. So you allow little things to go on in your home, you might not think nothing of it. Sooner or later, it's blown out of proportion. And you don't even know how it happened. Or you might not want to admit how it happened. You know how it happened. Because, see, we just can't take no sin for granted. Because, see, all sin will kill you, regardless of how big and how small. And it had to be addressed. It had to be attacked head on, dealt with it, whether it's a child problem, wife problem, anything that would cause us to drain on that spirituality. To cause that man to be lack of a man, or cause the woman to be lack of a wife. Because see, when you lose the lack of, you ain't got nothing. And that's what really have demoralized this country. The breakdown of the family. See, then the breakdown of authority. No authority in the schools. See? And what have happened is everything has demoralized and everybody. I sit back and say, I wonder what happened. Well, it's sin. See? And that's the point that a lot of times people really don't understand. So go back to John right quick. John 14. And let me continue on. Y'all with me? In John 14, he says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. All right, and receive you. Unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way we know. And underline that word know, because over here in 1 John 5:13, again, I like that verse there all the time when he said, these things have I written. See? See, these things have I written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may what? Know. That ye have eternal life. What? Based on what is written by the authority of God, that we may know that where he is, that we may go also, amen. And that could be twofold too. That is, see, he is the head of the church, right? Ephesians 1:22-23, and Colossians 1:18, and he is in the midst, amen. See, and because he's in the midst, he's there, and because we know and we believe and obey him, we are in the midst with him. So a lot of times people say, well, two and three are gathered in my name. Well, it's by his name, but it's by his authority. Amen. You hear people say all the time. It's all right. Two or three got it. And more than that, brother. See, what that said to me, it got to be done by the book. It got to be done right. Amen. Remember, worship got to be done right. Amen. See, you can't worship wrong and be right. Or you can't be wrong and worship right. See, if you worship wrong and you are wrong, number one, he's not in the midst. You can't go where he is, amen. That's the reason why John 4:24, it got to be done in spirit and in what? See, and that's what a lot of people don't understand. And that's the reason why, brother, don't you never underestimate the scripture. See, just because you ain't never saw it, that don't mean it ain't right. Just because you ain't never seen it done, that don't mean it ain't right. Just because you may be the only church in Birmingham doing it, that don't mean it ain't right. Amen. See, like Brother Frazier called me, he said, a preacher was preaching on women keeping silent. He was excited about it. And me having a long conversation about it. After he hung up, I said, well, I don't know why we're so excited. It's in the book. It's in the book. Amen. The reason why we didn't see it, because see, you get caught up in what everybody else is doing. See, we put tradition, or we put what has been done over the last 20 years to be right, even though it's in the scripture. Just because you don't do it, that don't mean the book is wrong. Am I right? See, that's what Revelation 2:10, beat our faithful unto death. See, that's the growing process. Guess what? This church is going to make a lot of changes. We ain't through changing. Amen? Because see, if we find out we are not doing something right, we don't have, no, we don't have, man, we got to change. Amen? Am I right? That's what good leadership does, ain't right? It's like I tell folks all the time, I'd rather have me a man going to stand on the word. Because when he stand on the word, he going to work. He going to do right. He going to be a real head like Ephesians 5. You understand what that response is? That's the best man you can get. Look how ugly he is. Amen. Am I right? See, y'all pick him out the wrong way. Y'all pick how cute he is. You better look for somebody who got a book, a Bible, who studied, who growing. Amen. That's the kind I want. Amen. Amen. Am I right? Because see, if you don't, you're not going to never go where he is. It's going to break down. That's what you say. It's going to break down because that's what's going to happen. But look at verse 4. And whether I go, you know. See, you should know and the way you know. See, you should know and then which way you should know. See, that's understanding what is the will of the Lord. Tie that back in, y'all. Hope y'all tie that back in Ephesians chapter 5. Tie it back in there now. 5 and verse number 17. Brother Fred, you had one the other day when I went to Ephesians 5:17. Where was that? Chapter 4, what? Ephesians 4:4. You're endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, right. But see, look at 15, 16, 17. See, everyone you should know, because see then that you walk circumspectly. But you got a lot of fools in this world. But we want to be wise, amen. Only way you're going to be wise, you got to know, right? Am I right? Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Am I right? Me and Brother Goodwin were talking about that yesterday. You know, man, we live in tough times. Amen. Wherefore be ye not unwise. But see, when you know, you understand, right? When you know, you understand, right? See, you know, you understand what way, and you know what the way is, amen. Not only do you know the way, but you know what way it's going to take you, amen. See, one thing about this book, see, when you study this book, you're not only going to know it, but you're going to know, it's going to tell you how your feet going to take you to do it. Am I right? See, when you got it right here, everything else going to be all right. Your hand going to be all right. Feet going to be all right. Your eye going to be all right. Because, see, once you get it right here, and once you know, see, that knowledge, that understanding right there, what the will of the Lord is, see, let me tell you something. They could put a casino right in that door. It wouldn't bother me. Because, see, I know what the Word of God is saying, amen. I got that understanding, amen. And because I know that here, this field ain't going to take me over there. You understand what I'm saying? See, that's that knowing, amen. Y'all with me? Why? Why? Because, see, he already told me, hey, let not your heart be troubled. I live in the world, but I'm not in this world, amen. This is a troubled world, am I right? We're in this world, but we're not in this world. 1 John 2:15, am I right? Love not the world, neither thing they're in the world. So, because we're not in this world, I'm not troubled. I mean, they can talk about all they want to about them homosexuals. They don't bother me. You know why they ain't gonna bother me? Because God's still in control. Amen. Something gonna happen. I'm serious, something gonna happen. And when it happens, they're not gonna be able to explain it. You know why they're not gonna be able to explain it? Because if they're not gonna understand God's will, God will not be mocked. Every knee gonna bow and every tongue gonna confess. Let them keep on. See, God's a terrible thing to play with. See, what you sow, you're gonna reap it. See, but see, I'm out of that. Because see, God got the whole wide world in his hand. Amen. Now, I'm not gonna tolerate it. It's an abomination. Amen. It's my responsibility to preach it. Amen. I love you if you're a little feminine, but that's all you better be. But you better control it. Like somebody say, well, Brother Lyon, well, how do that happen? I said, well, you ever see a girl can be a little tomboyish? Huh? Like the climb tree? See, she's still a girl, am I right? Are you seeing a little boy? A little sweet? You may do a little switching. You ever see somebody like that? But it better not go no further than that. It's just a desire. He better control it, amen. She better control it, amen. Because the Bible says it's an abomination. It's just a natural affection. And that way it's saying? Am I right? Now if he switch, he can switch all he want to. Amen. As long as he ain't doing nothing unnatural. Am I right? That's just the way he is, amen. Right or wrong? That sin ain't no different than drinking. That sin ain't no different than lusting at women. A lie, all sin is sin, 1 John 3:4, am I right? See, whatever it may be. Whatever. You understand what I'm saying? So the point I'm saying, that's the way you got to see it. You don't let sin control you. You control sin, and the reason why is because we lose everything if we let sin control us. That's what's wrong with the world today. The world don't know. What the world have did is stepped out of God's way and set up their own way. And like you were talking about the other day on Rehoboam. See, Rehoboam, see, he rejected wise wisdom. See, but see, what he wanted was what the young folks, what the status quo say. See, it's just like, you know, the Rock Church. They put that billboard up, say strip off, then threw a scripture up on it, under the palace. He is about as silly as he want to be. Right down 3rd Avenue, he got a big old billboard up. I saw it on the news, and I ride down the road, I slowed down, I said I wanted to see it, and go to Hebrew 12 right quick, that's where they went to. Yeah. Then Michael Moore was on TV Monday blowing a Jewish ram horn. I said, what are you blowing a Jewish ram horn for? Genesis 12. Hebrews 12:1. He said, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with such great a cloud of witnesses, lay aside every weight, and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, I think a different translation where it says, so let us lay aside every weight. I think a different translator says, let us strip off. Yeah, different translation. We use that type of terminology. Let us strip off. And so they put it under the palace because they strip off down there. They're trying to give a message. Look unto Jesus. Because number one, if you know, and you know which way to know, and you know that let not your heart be troubled, and that my Father's house are many mansions, where I am, that you may go also. If you know that and you understand that, let me tell you something. Your feet not going to take you to take nothing off than where you're supposed to take it off. You got that? See, we need to go back to the power, y'all. The power's in the word, man. See, we mess up when we, see, like people don't come to Bible class. See, people don't understand. This is it right here. See, this is it. He said, go to Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. It says in Hebrews 4:12. See, that's what he's saying here. Look what it says here. He says here, marked in Hebrews 4:12. He said, for the word of God. Right, Romans 1:16 by that. Amen. Amen. It's tied in Romans 1:16. For the word of God is quick. Isn't that right? And powerful. And sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the divine son of soul and spirit of the joint and marrow, is discerning of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither there any creation that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and are open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Amen. We don't have to do all that stuff, man. Just stay in the word. Amen. You got to change people. Yes, sir. The Hebrews 4:12. And add Romans 1:16. Mm-hmm. Add that in there. I'm sorry. Romans 1:16. Because see, when you can transform people, when we can get transformed and not be conformed and understand, see, go back to John right quick, and we're about to wrap it up. See, you have to understand what he's saying here. Because see, right now, Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross. Amen. Number one, he tells us, don't be troubled. Amen. Just keep on believing in God. And believe also in me. Then he tells you, in my Father's house are many mansions. He's talking about heaven, amen. If not so, I would have told you. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. See, I'm going to prepare a place for you. How are you going to prepare? By establishing the church. See, it hadn't happened yet, right? So I'm going to prepare this place for you. See, that once you get in here, amen, it's going to show you the way that you may know. Amen. And based on what you knowing, and you do it right, and your understanding is right, you ain't going to be troubled. Because like you say, it ain't no confusion in the word. See, when you got the word, it's no way in the word you're going to have confusion in your house. You let the word get in there. Amen. Now, if you need counseling or you need help because you need help on your marriage, something done broke down. The word ain't working. Amen. Because when two people yoke together and they become one, am I right? How in the world are you going to counsel something greater than the word? Amen. How in the world is somebody going to tell you something that's going to supersede the word? You say, well, I'm going to see a counselor. I'm going to spend $60 an hour. That's throwing money away. Amen. Hear the word right here. Am I right? Is that right or wrong? But you got to be transformed to it. You just got to take it and accept it. Hung and thirst after. You got to use it every day. It got to be a part of your life, just like you eat every day. Like you get your proper rest every day. You just got to find some time, whether it's 30 minutes, an hour, whatever it may be. You just got to put it in there every day. You got to know you're not that your body's a temple of the Holy Spirit, because see, the more you put in, the better off you're going to be. And then you can't do it by yourself and she don't do it. Y'all both got to do it together. Amen. Am I right? Remember a long time ago, people said, my wife go to this church, my husband go to another church. Man, how you going to do that? Y'all never heard that? Yeah. One go one, then go another. You know, you go together, amen. Am I right? How you going to go two different things? They both teaching different things. Y'all with me? But that's a work of the devil, ain't it? That's a work of the devil, ain't it? And the devil know that, amen. See, and that's the point. See, folks don't like teaching like this, and they rewrite nobody here. Well, we here. Thank God for it. Am I right? Am I right? Because that's that word, see. And that's the reason why I'm going to close by saying this. Look at that one more time. Look at it one more time, John 14. See, he said, I like this here. He said, where I go, you know, and the way you know. You know, Thomas didn't understand. He said, Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus told him. Look what Jesus told him, verse 6. He said, I am. See, how can Jesus be the way when your way is some other way? Right? How can you look unto Jesus when you're following another way? Go to Galatians right quick. And write Galatians 1:8-9. I know y'all ready to go, but I got to show this now. See, look what he said here. See, on Galatians 1. See, in Galatians 1, see, how can you quote what Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the lie, when you follow some other way? When Paul said in Galatians 1, verse 6, he said, I'm surprised. See, I'm surprised when people don't want to do right by the church. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you. By the way, Paul writes 2 Thessalonians 2:14. You unto the grace of Christ, unto another gospel. Look what he said, which is not another gospel. Amen. See, the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection, right? So when you come in contact by being buried with him, amen, through dying, amen, and resurrecting, amen, and you do it right, the Lord is going to put you in the truth, am I right? How are you going to come in contact with the gospel? He put you in something that's wrong. Or another way. Right? They're all churches of Christ will be speaking the same thing. Amen. Because it ain't but one way. I'll tell you all the time, you can't leave here mad on doctrinal, amen, and go somewhere else. Because if they right and we wrong, well, number one, you violated Matthew 18 because you left us in sin. Right? See, if we wrong, you're going to help straighten us out. Amen. But that's not the truth. The truth is the devil, what he has done, he has set up other institutions in order to satisfy your will. In order for you to get what you want. Amen. And it can't be. He said, which is not another gospel. Amen. Continue to read, brother. Read your record. Continue to read. Which is not another gospel. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And as we have told, as said before, so now I say to thee, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed.
What he said been saying here, brother, if you promote any other way than the way that can be found in this book, you're already cursed. Amen. That's just what he said. Because that's one way, right? Tom said, well, we don't know where to go. And then he said, well, I'm going to show you because I am the way. So how in the world you going to say you believe in Jesus? How you going to get up early Sunday morning and celebrate something that you don't even believe in? You don't know what you're talking about. You know why I say that? Because number one, if you knew what you were talking about, if you understood what that word means and what it signifies in relationship to the gospel, guess what? You'd be following the right way. Am I right? It's just plain ignorant. It's unknown. It's will. It's vain. Amen. Anytime you set up a pattern for your will to be done versus God's will, you're going to be accursed. And it's so sad that we live in a world today that brethren have perverted the gospel to fit their will versus God's will. They just don't know what they have done because, see, not only do it destroy lives, because, see, It brings about confusion. See, people talking about Fire Park, and they don't know what they're even talking about. It caused confusion. And then Romans 16, 17, you already got simple-minded Christians. They simple-minded. And when you simple-minded and you don't know truth, you're going to believe confusion. Because it's all you know. Because you don't study for yourself. You don't pick up the phone and say, hey, man, what's going on? And the reason why, Paul said in Romans 16, 17, you're simple-minded. It's will worship. It's just their mindset because they just don't know. I just can't put it on. Because if you knew these few verses we talked about tonight, that's what he said here, you know, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do it. Because see, when you do it, you lose everything. See, and that's the thing that we need to understand. Well, next week we'll pick back up on verse 6 because I want to talk about the way, the truth, the lie. I want to go back and pick up all the rest of the I ams. It's 7 I ams, isn't it? Y'all know that? Huh? I am. Bread alive. I am. I am. I am. I'm going to tie all of them in too, the rest of them, right? But I am. We're going to talk about what I am mean. The total when Jesus, I am. Can't nobody say that like by Jesus? Yes, sir. Did beginning. That's it. It had to be that way, brethren, because from the beginning, everything was manifested by the will of God. Ephesians 3:10. And in the manifestation, in us seeing, the word manifestation means we see it through the scripture. We see all three there from the beginning to the end. See, Jesus just didn't pop up in Matthew, and he went down from Malachi to Genesis. He always been there. Use the word omniscient, omnipotent. That's what that means. He knows all things and he's everywhere. And he's eternal. Right? So that word has deep meaning in relationship to reaffirm. See, it reaffirms the power that lies in the deity. See, and can't nobody say that but God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. See, the Pope can't go no further than 72 years. He can't. See, Mohammed is dead. Go with me right quick. I'm going to read something in Acts right quick. Peter preached this sermon right here. Then we're going to go home, I promise you. You remember Peter was preaching the sermon? Huh? In verse 29. Acts 2:29. See, as great a man as David was. See, now wait a minute. David couldn't say, I am. Couldn't it? Look what he said. He said, men and brethren. See, he talked to a Jewish audience, right? So they knew who David was. He said, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, and that he is both dead and what? See, he dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us until this day. Am I right? Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that the fruit of his loins according to the flesh, he will raise up Christ to sit on the throne. Amen? Now, if David, as great a man as David was, couldn't be the Pope, couldn't supersede Jesus. How in the world you think a man with some red shoes gonna do it? Or Mohammed gonna do it? Or Allah gonna do it? See, Allah and Mohammed don't go back that far. Amen? Not from in the beginning. Amen?
So what I'm trying to say, brethren, when he tell you, let not your heart be troubled. In my Father's house are many mansions. See, where I am, see, you can come. I'm going to prepare a way for you. And he tell you that, and it's the church, and you don't get in the church to act right, stay right, to know or know his way, man, you deserve to go to hell. You deserve to go. See, we play around with y'all. I mean, we just play around with these scriptures, man. We just let folks do what they want to do, man. I'm telling you, man. And we ain't doing it but weakening the word and messing up the church. Amen. Tell the truth. Truth. Amen. He was Hebrews 4:12. It's quicker and powerful and sharper than two-edged sword. But you got to get your mind prepared for it, brother. Amen. And you need good men that are going to stand up, man, and be spiritual leaders. You can't even be an elder. Because, see, that violates the qualification. Because, see, you're still a novice when you ain't grown. See, how you going to have good reputation when you don't know which way to go? You don't know. Right? And I go on and on. Am I right? And the devil know that. Okay, I'm out of time. I went way over time, and I'm sorry. But anyway.